None but the hungry heart. 12:7. Safety in. You are made partakers of his resurrection through the faith wrought in you by God, who raised him from the dead. Colossians 2, verse 12. All true believers are gratefully aware that they are not going to hell, but few realize that they are already in heaven. There is no question about there being a beautiful new position for the believer, but people limit it to its being theirs when they die. Scripture shows that it is ours now. People say, you get to heaven when you die. No such thing. You have it now. It is not your death that entitles you to it, but the Lord Jesus' death. There is not a single shade that was between us and the Father, but the Lord Jesus has removed in his death. The great work of the Lord Jesus was wrought on the cross to bring us to the Father. His death and his blood, his ascension and sitting on the throne, all mean one thing: our being brought nigh to dwell in the Father's presence. And with what object? That the Father may have us, to mature us, to work in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Let no one think that the entrance into the holiest is the end. It is only the beginning. It brings us into the right position in which the Father in his divine power can work out his will and purpose in us, conforming us to the image of his Son. The Lord Jesus stood where I was, and now I stand where he is, and that is the only place I have before my Father. We may fail and grieve the Holy Spirit, but that is where we are set. If there be progress upward, there must be progress in life and ways down here. You cannot see the need for a change in your ways here until you are transformed by the influence of nearness to him there. You thus gradually find things here are not suitable for the order and nature of the things which are so attractive to the renewed heart up there. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3, verse 3.